The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
Good morning. It is Thursday, April 11th. It is 5 minutes after 10. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. So today is the day. There are many things that I do throughout the course of the day just to get in good favor with you, Rob.
Oh, thank you.
And this is one of those times.
You mean like all the work for the show?
Yeah, pretty much. And just let you show up and talk. I put this on the template and I had you in mind when I did
it.
Oh,
great.
The Masters begins today. Scottie Scheffler, currently ranked number one in the world. Is he going to walk away with it?
Okay, so we have, you got a stroke of good luck today, Casey, because it was delayed due to rain. They're actually getting ready. Jack Nicklaus and Tom Watson and Gary Player hit the honorary tee shots. It's coming up, and then the tournament begins at 10:30. Mm-hmm. But my guys now don't even go out till like 12:18. So what would have been a totally, 25% effort for me today, you're going to basically get the full effort.
Due to the rain delay.
Yeah, absolutely. 12.
So does that affect other players? Like Tiger Woods was supposed to tee off at 18 after 10 this morning? Tomorrow rather. Does that affect all the other tee times that are going to be?
Everything's moved back and it's wet, but they're playing and they're supposed to have great weather the rest of the week. So hopefully we'll have a full tournament in its entirety without any more rain. So you're going to get the whole great Rob Kendall today because Joaquin Niemann does not go out until 12:18, Casey. So would you like my list of people that we threw a couple of coinage on to win?
Who are you betting
the Masters
on
this week? So we will go in, shall we go, like, would you rather go from most likely to win to least likely or least likely to most likely?
Go least likely to most likely.
All right, so we've got Sahith Theegala, Casey, a household name for all Americans.
Sure.
Sahith Theegala at 50-1. You've got Matthew Fitzpatrick at 35-1. You got Joaquin Niemann at 28-1. You got Brooks Koepka at 18-1. And you got Scottie Scheffler at 4-1. Those are our five picks in reverse order.
Do you want to tell me how much you're betting on your five picks?
I did a somewhat sizable wager on Scheffler. I actually got a deal with my betting app where it was Scheffler and Koepka together. So if either one of them win, your bet would cash. So I did a somewhat sizable wager on that. And then the rest of them, because the odds are so great, just threw a coin, a dollar on each one of them. And then you get the payout.
That's all it takes to get your interest. A dollar.
I tell people this all the time. I could bet one penny on sports and I would be into it because to me it is not the money. It is the competitive. This is the only competitive thing left that I do, Casey, is bet on sports. So to me it is the competition, not the actual payout itself.
So if you're only betting a dollar, I imagine there's no way you would ever put down the money to be there in person.
That's different though because that's a one once in a lifetime unique experience. Like if someone told me, and you can't get Masters tickets through like the Masters, like you got to get them on the open market. But if somebody said, would you pay $100 for a ticket to the Masters? Yes. Would you pay $200 for a ticket to the Masters? Yes. By the way, Gary Player is actually now hitting the opening honorary tee shot, rifles it appears right down Broadway. He's like 900 years old and he's still hitting the honorary tee shot, Casey. Amazing. Anyway, yes, that is something I would probably do for the experience itself because that is something that I love, which is the Masters. And it's a very rare you even get an opportunity to purchase tickets.
You're
going
to have to do more than $100 because the 2-day pass for the first two rounds likely going to cost you around $4,000.
What?
A 4-day pass for the whole tournament could set you back as much as $7,000.
Oh my gosh. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. Like, it's the pageantry. It's the whole thing. The green jackets.
Uh-huh.
There's like not a blade of grass on the entire property that's out of place. It is. And the one thing that's great about Augusta, and this is why I think for so many golf fans, longtime golf fans, the tournament is so special. You will see shots hit, and it is the one tournament each year, and certainly it's the one major, where you can trace those shots all the way back to the beginning in the 1930s. You will see shots that Gene Sarazen, the pros are hitting today that are relevant to the shots Gene Sarazen hit, that Bobby Jones hit, that Jack Nicklaus hit. It is one course, the one tournament, that is traced throughout time.
Okay, so you could just sit on your couch and watch it if you want to do that. The first two rounds are going to be on ESPN, and then the third and fourth rounds, they're going to be on CBS. Now, we have to talk about what could derail Scottie Scheffler's play.
Yeah.
But first, let's hear from him.
I'm excited about how I've been playing to begin this year. All I'm trying to do is put myself in contention in the tournament and hopefully finish it off. And I'm focused on my preparation right now. And I like competing out here. And hopefully I'll be out here competing for a long, long time.
Okay, so Scottie Scheffler's wife is about to have a baby.
Yes, this is unbelievable. So she is due, I think, at the 1st of May or mm-hmm. End of April, one of the two. So it's in the window. Right. So, for example, my baby came a week early. My baby was due on the 4th of July and came a week earlier. And I remind her every day about that. You couldn't have just waited another week. You were right there. It was so close. Mm-hmm. But yes, yeah, so there is a possibility that his wife could go into labor at any point. Mm-hmm. And he has already said that. Yep. That the moment they become aware, I'm sure he has access to a private jet. Even if he is in the middle of the round, he will leave the tournament and he will go. I think he still lives in Texas, Dallas, Texas. He will go and he will be a part of the baby and he will not complete the Masters.
Yep. He said that he would withdraw. And so his buddy, Sam Burns, his wife is also expecting
yes.
a baby. So you've got Scottie and Sam, they're there at the Masters together. They're sharing a house without their wives, and they have both said that if either one of the women go into labor, that they would get on a plane and leave. Tough choice, though, right? I mean, you're talking about a large payday. What would you do?
Well, you'd go to the birth of your kid.
Okay.
Now, this has happened before. There is precedent for this, and this is really an incredible story. And again, I cannot stress to non-golf people, Scottie Scheffler right now is playing at a level in golf that we have not seen since Tiger Woods in his prime. He is that dominant over the game of golf, the way he is playing and his ability to dominate the game we have not seen since Tiger Woods. You would absolutely go to your baby's birth because you'll always have an opportunity to play another golf tournament. He's already won a Masters.
He's already got like $54 million
He doesn't need the money. He's won a Masters already. But there is precedent for this. So Phil Mickelson, who is still, he's older now, but is the oldest man to ever win a major, one of the all-time great players. In 1999, he was in the final group at the U.S. Open. He ultimately lost by one shot. A guy named Payne Stewart, who would tragically die in a plane crash later that year, won the U.S. Open, hit a miraculous putt to win. Phil Mickelson's wife was pregnant with their first child. He had said he had literally a beeper that was on with him. He said, if that beeper goes off, I'm mm-hmm. hopping on an airplane. I'm getting out of here. I'm going to go to the birth of my kid. And this is how God works, right? So Payne Stewart hits this incredible putt to win the U.S. Open. He wins by one shot. The very next day, Mickelson's wife gave birth to the baby. So the playoff that they would have had wouldn't have even taken place anyway.
Sam Burns in a little bit of a different position because he's not the favorite to win. He's ranked like 27th or 22nd in the world. Could you imagine, though, Sunday morning he's up by two and then he gets the call, I'm in labor. He's so close to winning the Masters.
Casey,
you
would leave. You would go. Yeah, any decent, respectable person, because anybody who has children would understand this. Those of you who don't, there is no feeling in the entire world like seeing your child enter the world, seeing your child be born. And trust me, you would
regret winning a Masters.
You would hate that green jacket forever if you missed your kid mm-hmm. being born.
Let's talk about what's going on with Morgan Wallen. Of course, you know that he threw the chairs off the balcony after he was upset with his ex, who had moved on and got engaged and then eloped. And he was out last weekend at, what's the other guy's name? The bar. Anyway, Morgan Wallen was on this rooftop.
Yes, in Nashville, correct?
Yes, in Nashville. Eric Church is the guy who owns the other bar that he was at. Anyway, Morgan Wallen has been working on opening up his own bar, and now the Tennessee Alcoholic Beverage Commission is saying, I don't know if we're going to give you a license now for your own bar.
Okay, so like you said, Morgan Wallen is this super famous country star. All the young kiddos and people, Kevin, age love
and,
this
and,
guy
and Casey,
and you're a fan.
I like his music.
Oh, really?
A lot.
Did you
yes.
go when he was here?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that surprised me. You're
I should have.
You're Miss in mm-hmm. event person. I'm surprised you didn't go. So he did what, two nights in a row?
Yeah, he did Thursday and Friday night here.
Was this at Lucas Oil or was this at Game Cambridge.
I believe it was Cambridge.
Okay, so he did two nights in a row. Obviously, this was a hot ticket. He then goes to Nashville, and apparently, look, so the prelude to this is he almost got canceled, what was this, a year or so ago, because there was a video that went out of him using grotesque language, using the big word you can't say.
Yep.
And supposedly, now I don't know that for sure, was that related to drinking as well? There was an issue, maybe alcohol was involved.
No, but
in
he has been charged with a DUI in
the past. All right, that's what it was.
Yeah.
So he's had drinking issues in the past. Well, so he had that. He somehow got survived. He didn't get canceled.
Right.
And was allowed to continue to perform, and obviously he recovered. And so you would think if you had escaped career death the way he did,
a few times,
you would absolutely be on your best behavior. Well, now apparently, allegedly, he's inebriated up on top of this roof in Nashville.
Yep.
And supposedly he had had this woman he was with. She left him for.
Well, they have a daughter together.
Yeah, but she was engaged to her, I think, at one point. She decides, I've had enough of you, even though you are this uber, like, think about what a sorry sack you got to be personally, that you are this uber rich, famous
country singer. Yep.
And the woman is like,
no thanks.
No more of you, senor.
Yeah.
And she, didn't she go and got married to some other dude?
Yeah. Like, she eloped.
And so he's trying to process all this. Clearly, this guy has a very serious issue with alcohol and coping with bad events in his life, and is, despite getting this total reprieve, as you said, far more than just that viral video of him using just a horrible language, he is now on this rooftop chucking chairs?
Well, the thing is,
off the top of this roof.
Yeah, and he's currently set to open up his own bar called This Bar and Tennessee Kitchen. And they've been running ads like they're hiring the wait staff and the VIP servers and cocktail servers, but he needs to get that liquor license. And now Tennessee is like, nah, I don't know about all that.
It's a guy that's got clearly way more problems.
A bit of an overreaction for breaking up with a woman.
Well, it sounds like, Casey, the issue is the guy is kind of okay unless he's drinking.
Yeah.
And it sounds like he is using alcohol and has in the past to cope with various life dramas and trials and tribulations. And, you know, we've obviously had Matt Bear and Ryan Hedrick on, who have that fabulous Supporting Sobriety podcast that everyone should listen to. And they've talked about that, how that's just a horrible thing that you can do, as all addicts know, is using drugs or alcohol or whatever to cope with real world trials and tribulations. And this guy, he needs serious help.
Well, his hit whiskey glasses obviously came from experience. His bond was set at over $15,000. It's 18 after 10 with Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Tired of hearing Rob talk about all the bad news? Time to find your happy place. Turn that frown upside down. It's time for Shitting Rainbows with Rob.
You know, we're all about being positive
here
on the Kendall and Casey Show. It's 93 WIBC, and you've got some good news, don't you?
Well, Casey, here's the good news today.
Yeah.
And, you know, things will come to me. We talk about this. It's like, was it Neil Young awoke from a fever and Cinnamon Girl was came to him in a dream? Or Paul McCartney, there was some famous Beatles song where he woke up singing the song and said, whose song is that? And they said, it's your song.
It's your song. You Wasn't that yesterday?
Was that what it was?
I believe so.
Okay.
And the first lyrics were actually scrambled eggs. Scrambled eggs.
Here is what has come to me, and it has come through advice of others and consultation of others, and sometimes things just, well, I'll be sitting on a random park bench somewhere, and then things will hit me. And the positive for today is that I have a challenge for us and this show over the coming months.
Yeah.
And my challenge for us, and Kevin, you're in on this as well. It's going to be a collective team effort is to make this show, Casey,
mm-hmm. yeah.
bigger
yeah.
and better and more influential
yeah.
than it has ever been before.
I'm on board.
And so in order to do this, not yeah. only is it going to take you, and mm-hmm. it's going to take Kevin, mm-hmm. and it's going to take me, mm-hmm. it is going to take every single person who each day is a part of the Kendall and Casey show.
Got it.
And what is the three-step process that you have when people have made
a mistake?
Mistake. What are the three steps of the process?
You have to acknowledge the mistake.
Yeah, you have to acknowledge the mistake.
You have to apologize for the
mistake.
You have
to apologize for the mistake.
And then you have to take corrective action.
All right, so it's acknowledge,
mm-hmm.
apologize,
and then change the behavior.
Correct. All right.
Yeah.
So what has occurred to me is that, and these are not mistakes. We have not made mistakes in the sense of this show has been wildly popular. It's a big part of people's lives each mm-hmm, day. Mm-hmm. And people love being a part of the Kendall and Casey show.
Yeah.
One of the things I have realized, though, and so I'm not apologizing for being passionate about my government, but one of the things I've realized is I occasionally get drawn down into the muck and the mire mm-hmm. of the bullcrap that our government pulls upon us uh-huh. every single day.
Yeah.
And it's a character flaw that I feel I need to help everyone.
It's passion.
It's a character flaw that I feel like I must engage in every single conflict to save every single person mm-hmm. who won't fight for themselves.
Right.
And I have decided, Casey, mm-hmm. effective as of today, April 11th, 2024,
yes.
we are taking the Kendall and Casey show in a new direction,
okay.
which we must take
okay.
in order to grow this show like never before, and in the end, have the influence that we have never had before, because that, Casey, uh-huh. is the only way we're going to save society.
Okay, what's the new direction?
The new direction is we're going to be more happy, Casey.
Okay.
We're going to be more positive. We're going to have an uplifting view on the world while still maintaining to our core set of beliefs and values uh-huh. and passion to create uh-huh. a better world, to create a better society, to create a better government, and hold these people accountable in order to fix what ails the United States of America and the state of Indiana.
Okay, I like it. I'm on board. I'm not sure about Kevin. You're getting roped into this. Are you on board?
Are you ready,
yeah,
Kev?
I'm always down for a positive direction.
Yeah, absolutely. So, in order to do this, we cannot do this alone. Because yeah. what I feel like we have kind of done over the past maybe, I don't know, 6 months to a year, uh-huh. is we have really, really been punching down when in reality we should be punching up.
Okay.
So what we're going to need is, and this is going to be everybody hearing our voice right now, we yeah. are committed to a more positive direction, a more positive direction that
I
still captures the passion that we have previously seen on this
yes.
show. But you, the audience,
oh.
have to participate with us.
Mm-hmm.
And that means you have to tell people about this radio show.
That's right.
You have to grab people, whether it's at the water cooler or the Walmart or the Little League game,
uh-huh.
and say, there is this show you would not believe
uh-huh.
how informative they are,
uh-huh.
how entertaining they are,
right.
how much they love to educate the population
uh-huh.
at large,
uh-huh.
and how gosh darn uplifting the program is.
Something you've never been accused of before.
Yeah, so if
but that's the challenge.
If I am going against every gut instinct that I have and every fiber in my being that says you just continue to beat the crap out of these politicians and you belittle them the way they belittle the taxpayer, then you, the audience,
uh-huh.
you have to get outside your comfort zone too, Casey. We are bringing you this program effective today
uh-huh.
like never before.
I love it.
And it is all done with the premise that we must grow this audience because that is how the real change necessary is going to happen.
Let's go. Okay, should we tell everybody about the event that we're doing today?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so it is the Front Porch Patriots.
Yes, that's correct.
Meet and greet event with Micah Beckwith. You're going to be there. I'm going to be there. What are you going to wear?
I have yet to decide that.
Yeah.
I'm probably about, I got to leave the house about 5:45, so I'll probably decide that about 5:41.
Is this like a suit and tie thing, or is this like a sweater thing? Is this like a, I'm debating, do I need to wear heels, or can I have my Converse on?
I think you'll be fine. The people want
to
see, they want to see you.
What's the deal?
They're there to see you,
Mike
Casey.
Mike is going to be in a suit and a tie, won't
I
he?
Don't know. I have no idea what he's going to wear.
I need to know the attire.
Casey, as part of the new uplifting program we're putting forward.
Yes.
You're only accountable to yourself.
Oh, okay.
And
it doesn't matter what I wear.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
So part of this is we're going to find new things that we're for. I'm going to find new things. You've always done a fine job at this. This is really a reflection upon myself. This is the acknowledgement, the apology, the corrective action.
All right. This is the corrective behavior.
So we've got to be what we're for, not what we're against. And we have laid out how many times about what your government's doing to you. But part of our challenge is we got to be for things. And one of the things I am for, Casey, with every fiber in my being, is finding someone who can be entrenched in state government who will be a voice for the people. And as I have looked the fruited plain and I have looked up and down and back and forth and far and wide, I have found but one person who I have the utmost confidence in that if they are instilled in a position of influence and power inside state government, they will spend every single day fighting for you, the people, and trying to hold the government accountable. And that is Micah Beckwith.
All right. So we're candidate for Indiana Lieutenant Governor.
That's right. And we're doing an event tonight. Casey, do you have it up on your Twitter? Could you put it back up on your Twitter again?
I will tweet it out momentarily, Casey Daniels 317.
And everyone in a sense of positivity should totally follow Casey Daniels at Casey Daniels 317. We will be there tonight. It is totally free for you to attend. Uh-huh. We'll tell some jokes. We'll tell some stories. We'll talk about the importance of the race. We'll talk about the importance, and this is the big thing, of everybody that is in that room tonight and everybody hearing my voice right now, holding your state convention delegates accountable and not voting for anyone for state convention delegate. Whether you live in Bargersville or you live in Brownsburg or you live in Fishers or you live in Kendallville or wherever that might be, not voting for any convention delegate who has not pledged without debate or discussion or hesitation to vote for Micah Beckwith for lieutenant governor, because that is our best shot, Casey, to start fighting back and holding our state government accountable.
All right. So this event happens at 6:30 tonight, and we hope to see you there with Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.
It's time to hear from you. Kendall and Casey present Voicemails. Brought to you by QC Kinetics for non-surgical regenerative medicine treatments at 317-559-PAIN.
Your voicemails at 317-684-8444. It's your chance to sound off or just tell us what's on your mind. Whatever feels good to you, go ahead and do it. Now, we have been having this discussion for a good week and a half at this point, and I'm about to put it to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the IU Purdue fans. You can't be a fan of both conversation.
I think it's run its course, hasn't it?
I think it's run its course. I'm going to allow this one last phone call through because this person is from Northern Indiana.
Oh.
Was at one point a Notre Dame fan, too.
Okay, so I wanted to get in on the basketball thing. Sorry, I'm a little bit late. I just came back from Arizona. Boiler up. I would root for IU. I would root vociferously for IU if they played Notre Dame. Like Casey, I'm from Northern Indiana. I worked most of my life in South Bend. I absolutely loathe Notre Dame.
Oh.
I spit every time I see their freaking Golden Dome. Go Hoosiers.
Okay.
And Caitlin Clark is a jerk. Thank you. Bye.
I love Casey.
Double whammy. I thought she loved Notre Dame. No, that was loathe Notre Dame.
I know you did that deliberately, that I just did a segment about how I'm going to be super positive and uplifting, and you tried to tempt me with that. Well, sister, I am not going to take your bait, and I'm going to tell that woman that I hope she has a fabulous day, and we're done with the Purdue IU discussion. Good try, Casey.
Okay.
Not going to work.
Okay. Here's a phone call about Mike Braun. You know, Mike Braun hasn't been on our show. We invite him to come on. We would love to talk to him about the great state of Indiana.
In a hyper-positive way, I will say I'm very disappointed about Mike Braun's voting record in the Indiana General Assembly.
I like how you're spinning it now. But here's a phone call about Mike Braun.
Hey, love your show. You know, I was around when JFK got killed. And that's when a lot of adults started whispering, can we trust our government? Well, things haven't changed much, and they've only got worse. And then I see Braun's messages on TV, and you're thinking, wow, this guy is saying everything I want to hear. I mean, that's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got nothing to hide, Mr. Braun, come on the Casey and Rob show. Let him have a conversation with you. I got 7 adults and my family. We'd love to vote for you. But unless you come on old Rob and Casey show and have a conversation.
I would say that anybody who is considering voting for Mike Braun, you have no idea what specifics of what he intends to do. There's not one ad Mike Braun has run that is a specific, detailed, policy-oriented ad. at these numerous debates he's been a part of. You have not heard specific policies on how he plans to address something. It is well known he didn't want to talk about property taxes at all until he was just hit with a barrage of people at these Lincoln days and breakfasts and whatever. And then, like, when he went on Hammer and Nigel, you get this very vague, non-specific proposal. And so I would challenge any person who is considering voting for Mike Braun to understand he's given you no specifics on how he's going to fix these problems. He also has a voting record, and it is a voting record that includes voting for the largest tax increase in the history of the state. It appeared at a recent debate he had no idea he voted for a tax increase that goes up every single year. And his record as a United States senator is one where he was foolish enough to vote for all that COVID money. And then instead of accepting responsibility at the debate, his answer was, well, everyone else did it too.
Yeah.
If you're going to get the government, we have a longstanding saying on the show, you get the government you deserve. And this is a great example. We warned you in 2022, if you vote for Todd Young,
yep,
what's going to happen? Many people voted for him anyway, and now they're angry about what they got. All we can do is tell you, based on the track record of someone, what the likely result will be going forward. And the very likely result for Mike Braun, a vote for Mike Braun, will mean you'll get bigger government and bigger taxes, because that has been his default position as both a state legislator and a U.S. senator. And so that's all we can do. You have to ultimately make the choice about what government you believe you deserve. And then it's up to you to decide.
Well, in a case like Mike Braun, you can't listen to necessarily what he says, but what he's done, because you can look at his record.
Casey, we have some very breaking news, and I know you haven't seen this, so I'll just go ahead and take it.
Okay.
Multiple outlets are reporting, including TMZ, that O.J. Simpson has died.
Oh, really?
So he was 76 years old. He had some pretty serious health problems recently, cancer, although he was out at the Super Bowl. He had kind of shown up and was going around there. So he was, like I said, 76 years old. We'll have Hammer. Hammer's going to be with us next, mm-hmm. and I'm sure Hammer will have a take on this, because he's been talking about O.J. Simpson for many, many years.
Yeah.
But I did want to go ahead and put that out there. We'll kind of wrap up our voicemails here, and then when we come back with Hammer, we'll kind of maybe do a more of a deep dive. But again, multiple outlets are reporting O.J. Simpson dead at the age of 76.
Yeah, you're right. It is being reported. ABC News has just put it out as well. Okay, well, let's get to one last phone call. And this one a little longer, but I think it's maybe important for me.
Okay.
Important for me
okay.
to hear the whole
Very
thing.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to propose marriage to Casey Daniels.
Oh.
Now, the reason why is because my name is actually Daniel Casey. And wow. So I think we'd make a perfect match. And I can imagine some of your objections. Then my name would be Casey.
Mm-hmm.
And it would sound like I had a two-syllable stutter or something.
It's true.
Well, Casey. Work around that.
Right.
You can, if you're going to change your last name, then you can also change your first, and you can spell it with a K.
Okay.
So now you'll still be Casey. But you could go by your initials, which would at that point be KC.
Yeah.
So I think it could work out pretty well.
Yeah.
Branding.
You're married, so you say you can't. Well, I'm married, and I'm willing. And you'd say, well, yeah, but that is bigamy. And like Groucho Marx, I would just answer, yeah, I thought that'd be pretty bigamy, too. Boy, I had so many other points to do with this, but
it's not every day you get a marriage proposal, Rob.
What else? Well, I could also take your name.
Okay.
You know, some couples do that, and so my name would be Dan Daniels.
Yeah.
There used to be somebody on New York radio when I was growing up. I think it was on WMCA, and he was a DJ on a top 40 station, and his name was Dan Daniels. So I could live with that.
Okay.
I had some other things about this, but it took so long to figure out this number that I've lost them. Anyway, I guess that's sufficient for now.
Okay.
Yeah, you have a good day, both of you. Bye.
I'll consider it, I guess.
He put a lot of thought into it.
He did. He did put a lot of thought of it. I think the one stopper there was that he's a New Yorker for me.
Well, okay. let's play a game here. And obviously, you're very happily married, and we love Jim. So we're not saying this would ever happen. I'm just saying, let's just work through this, okay?
I don't know.
Let's say you had to choose you had to choose between prison guy and this guy. Uh-huh. Who are we choosing?
Oh, well, I think, that's a tough one. I don't know, Rob. I'm going to have to get back to you on that one. I think that guy, you know, he's at least proposed marriage. Prison guy isn't really thinking about marriage, you know?
I think you think he wants something else?
He's interested in other things, yeah. Hammer's going to join us next. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Good morning. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC, and Hammer joins us in the studio. Good morning.
It's a great morning now that I found out O.J. Simpson's dead. I think this is fantastic. O.J. Simpson has died from cancer at the age of 76.
Mm-hmm.
This was a statement put out on the official blue checkmark O.J. Simpson Twitter about 10 to 12 minutes ago. Quote, "On April 10th, our father, our uncle James Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer. He was surrounded by his children and grandchildren. During this time of transition, his family asked that you please respect their wishes for privacy and grace," mm-hmm. "the Simpson family." O.J. Simpson was 76.
Yeah. So is he on his way to hell right now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I understand the family, right? Like, the family didn't kill anybody. O.J.'s kids didn't kill anybody.
You assume you're right. I mean, there are many people who believe the one son might, you know, could have been involved. Now, that's obviously never been proven, but I mean, right, there are people who have a theory out there that the one son was involved in it with him.
But what I'm saying is, I understand that they're upset. Even though their father was a huge piece of crap, they don't have their dad anymore. So fine, whatever. But as for OJ, the last thing I want to see today are all these tributes rolling in. Oh, he was such a great football player. He was so wacky in the Naked Gun movies. And
him running through the airport with the luggage.
Right. He cold-blooded murdered two people and got away with it. He was a horrible bastard, and I hope right now Satan himself has a pineapple and he's turned it sideways and he's shoving it right up OJ's backside.
Okay.
I hope that's what's happening right now, and I'm not going to feel bad that this rotten piece of trash is no longer breathing my oxygen.
From a historical perspective, the OJ Simpson saga, so I'm talking about from the event itself where he killed those two people to the Bronco chase, to the trial, is it the most significant? I'm not talking about world wars or things like that, and I'm sure, like, obviously the Kennedy assassination was probably bigger and more important, but it's got to be one of the five or six most significant events of the 20th century in this country.
I remember I was getting ready to watch the NBA Finals, and it was the Rockets and I believe the Knicks, I think it was.
Yeah.
And because the Pacers almost made that finals. They went to Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals and got beat. And Bob Costas was doing the pregame, mm-hmm. and next thing you know, there's this story about this white Bronco chase, yep. taking place.
I was on the air in Lansing, and I remember my boss calling me saying, OJ's running, OJ's running. I had no idea what he was talking about. Because we didn't have the internet then. It was like,
right.
What do you mean OJ's running? So I had to turn on the TV, and there he was in the Bronco.
Just listening to you guys explain, you know exactly
where you were.
30 years ago, you know, yeah. exactly where you were. So you think about, like, everybody remembers where they were when Kennedy was shot,
mm-hmm.
or when man walked on the moon, or when Elvis died. Like, it is the OJ, the Bronco chase itself. Now, the trial was obviously a totally separate thing that was huge as well. But that single event— mm-hmm. by that standard is on par with those significant, you know, historical events.
It does mark time, that's for sure. You definitely remember where you were when that happened.
And not only the chase, I remember where I was at when the decision came mm-hmm. in.
Yep.
I was in class. I was, I believe, a senior in high school in Mr. Bruner's class.
See?
And this is when they bring the TV yep. in there, right? TV on the cart. So, you know, this was, what, 95, I think mm-hmm. it was, 96 maybe. And, yeah, everybody watched the verdict, and we kind of looked around at each other, and nobody was really wanting to say anything, but I think everybody knew that this dude just got away with murdering two people.
Oh, totally.
Did launch a few careers, didn't it? Those lawyers.
I mean, think about like Greta Van Susteren. Mm-hmm. I mean, how long, and she has zero talent, and how long has she made a whole bunch of money off being on TV talking about OJ? I mean, it is incredible. Like you said, Casey, the tentacles that the whole OJ Simpson saga had, and obviously, like, you know, the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could even say the Kardashians were launched out of the OJ Simpson saga due to, you know, the old man's ties
yep.
with OJ. I mean, it's just incredible the impact that this had. And I think sadly what gets lost is brutally murdered two people.
Exactly. And that's the thing, right? Everybody laughs at the Naked Gun movies or the other films that he was in. Like Casey said, running through the airport in the Hertz commercials, mm-hmm. being part of NBC Sports, a phenomenal football player, but he got away with murdering two people. And if you watch that documentary about O.J. Simpson, I think it was one of those ESPN deals. Like, the jury even admits it was payback for previous things yep. that have happened, you know, with race riots in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So it was kind of a payback that they were going to make O.J. innocent.
Yeah.
And the whole thing was disgusting. He's a disgusting individual. And I've made it clear, this isn't some sort of hot take from me. You listen to our afternoon show, you know, I say it all the time. I like it when bad guys die.
I know.
OJ's dead. I'm happy.
All right. You got something uplifting for us?
I do, because we're all trying to be positive around here.
Thank you.
Again, it's been a great positive day. OJ's dead. And I know you're excited, Rob, because yeah. the Masters begins today.
Starts in 1 minute.
Yes, the Masters. You know who else is excited that the Masters is back? CBS.
Uh-huh.
CBS is happy that Tiger Woods
yeah.
is actually going to be a part.
Yes, that's right.
Because even though he's kind of washed, you know, he's on the back end of his career, he's still a name.
Yep.
And people tune in and they root for Tiger Woods. And I was actually surprised that CBS put this promo out.
The Masters. It's a tradition unlike any other. And this year, Tiger Woods is back, doing all the things that made him a champion. He's staying healthy. He's making putts. And he's fornicating with as many women as he possibly can.
Yes, sir.
All types of women. Uh-huh. Short women, uh-huh. tall women, uh-huh. thin women, fat women, white women, black women, illegal women. And we're not just talking about high-end women. We're talking about chicks that work at Kroger and waitresses from Denny's. The Masters, only on CBS.
That piano in the background is just the best.
It's a tradition unlike any other.
Oh my gosh.
I love that delivery
oh
too.
Oh my the goodness. Masters. Hey, real quick, tell us about Tales from the Track.
Tales from the Track, presented by Relay Indiana. It's a fun event that we're doing with former Indy 500 champion Scott Dixon.
Yeah.
Monday, May 20th. Tickets are on sale now. This bad boy sells out every year, so get your tickets if you or somebody you know is an Indy 500 fan.
I'll see you at 5:30 for Off the Rails.
You got it.
Thanks, Hammer. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.